This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome on back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I always say it. I know it's a little irritating when somebody keeps repeating themselves, but I don't do it because I'm brain dead. I do it because I want you to be there. I want you to understand what's going on. Okay? I appreciate the time you spend with me. Again, head up to the website, therealside.com. There's a lot going on up there. I just find this, the stuff that you guys send me during the break, I'm floored by it. I'll put it that way. So I'm just going to start hitting some of these stories you guys have been sending me because I think they're good. They're valid. You know, the... Do you want to do this one? Yeah, sure, why not. The shooter, got this article off of Western Journalism. The shooter revealed that by leaving a note behind at the scene, that there wasn't much that he was going to be able to do or anybody was going to be able to do to stop him. He already had it in his head what he was going to make happen. Now, the story is that the number 666 was scrawled across the papers, you know, which is a mental thing, because it holds no, even for a Christian. I mean, some make it a big deal. Others are, it's, you know, it's the mark of the beast. So what, every piece of paper is the mark of the beast? It definitely has a dark overtone to it, obviously. Now, the young man who killed the 9 people at the Oregon Community College last week said that nothing could have stopped him. Nothing. That's according to a note he left behind. Although the full content of the note's not been revealed to everybody, the officials have examined 2 pages left behind and described it as a manifesto. Other people think I'm crazy, he says, but I'm not. I'm the sane one. Yeah, no mental health issue here. Many will ask, how can they have prevented this? Well, you can't. This is the writer. You could never give me what I wanted. Nothing could have stopped it, the gunman wrote. According to People magazine, what was supposed to happen, what great event was supposed to make me realize that I had so much going for me. Aha! See, somebody wrote me last week, and I wish I could find the email, and I'm going to go out of my way to try to find it. He said, Joe, you're harping too much on the gun laws. You're even harping too much on the mental instability stuff. He said, the real problem here, there's no value to life. These young people coming up can't fight through life. They do not know how to put up with downturns in their life. They do not know it, how to put up with not getting what they want. They've not been told no. They've not had foundation set for them. So, yeah, is it a weak thing because of where they are mentally? Sure. Is it always a mental health issue? Not necessarily. I'm going by memory, by the way. Which might be my own little mental health issue, right? So the note talked about the government's feelings of rejection and on and on and on. He said, I was hated ever since I arrived in the world. I was always under attack. I always have been the most hated person in the world. Ever since I arrived in the world, people who saw the note quoted it. Now think about where his mind is at. His parents didn't know that. His mother didn't know that. Don't you think somebody like that needs a little help? And what made him think he was the most hated person in the world? Because people didn't agree with him on certain things? Maybe that was it. Because that's what we're teaching our kids today. If somebody doesn't agree with you, if somebody doesn't like your lifestyle, they don't like the way you dress, they don't like the music, they hate you. He goes on in the note to say, I first will align myself with these demons and become one of them. At first it was involuntary, but now I'm aligned with them. I now serve. When I die, I'll become one of them. My success in hell is assured. You know, again, they think this is a joke. It's not a joke. It's a real thing. The note also spoke of the gunman's frustration in not having a girlfriend. Well, heck, if you're that freaky, if you're that out of touch, of course you don't have a girlfriend. Anybody with a right mind won't go anywhere near you. Right? How are you going to get a girlfriend when you're obsessed with how everybody hates you? What do you put out there? You know, successful people all say the same thing. The success comes, or came, from them being sure of themselves, knowing they could do a good job. And when they sit in a meeting with the corporate or, you know, a job they're going after or bidding or what have you, they emit confidence. That's what pulls them closer to the job. That's what gives them a better chance at getting the job. The papers the gunman left behind complained about dying, friendless, and a virgin. It's citing an unmarried source, unnamed source. It said that the number 666 was scrawled across all the papers. You know, these guys get into these occult situations. And, you know, they think it's a joke. And it's a very deep and dark place to be. I know people that have been there, that were there. And some of you who don't believe in God and you don't believe in the spirit world and all that other stuff. Yeah, you're going to make fun, and you can't make fun. Because you really don't know what these people have gone through or are going through. Right? Come on, think it through. So the... I got to do this one, too. You know, I've got, I don't know if some of you have seen it because you watched the video. I've got three or four or five screens in front of me. And as the screens are in front of me, stuff is popping up on a regular basis. And I try not to get sidetracked by it, but, man, it's hard to do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I'm telling you, you're going to love some of the stuff coming up this hour. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back, and you're listening to The Real Side. Not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up on the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the live chat room. You want to send me a message, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right. I want to get, because there's so much to get to. I mean a boatload to get to. Some of the stories that you guys have sent me that I haven't been able to get to this point. The UC list of banned words is not a policy. That's what the professor insists at the microaggression debate. However, you've got kids on campus. Yes, kids on campus. When you can't deal with some words, yeah, I think you become kid status at that point. Seriously, words that are used on an everyday basis. You know, some of these schools now, they don't even want you using the word America or American, because you make the other kids feel bad because they're not Americans. Now, nobody at the University of California would be punished for saying America is the land of opportunity or asking a foreign-looking student, where are you from? It's just not right. Yeah, that doesn't make kids feel bad, right? That was a repeated claim by the UC Irvine professor during a heated discussion about microaggressions at the campus last week. It was moderated by Southern California Public Radio. Now, the impetus for the event was UC's training session in the previous academic year, in which the deans and department chairs were instructed not to use certain words or phrases that could offend minority groups. What bothered me about this is that they were talking about not using, you know, talking about America as being the land of opportunity, a great place to be, how wonderful America is, because you make the minorities feel bad. Well, what did they come here for? Did they come here for better education, better life, better living environment, whatever situation is? Isn't that what they came for? I mean, otherwise, if it was better where they came from, why'd they come here? The university system wanted to raise awareness that the things we can say may be misinterpreted, but it's not prohibiting speech, except that they don't want you to use it. It's not prohibiting speech, but they don't want you to use it. You might want to think about the context of what you're asking and ask for a person's background in such a way it doesn't apply any kind of hierarchy. What? No, come on, really? What kind of hierarchy is there if I just say, my wife just did this? All right, we went to look at cars. Some of the people had some very interesting names. Names that, obviously, are not native or natural or common in America. Because any word I use, I'm going to tear apart anyhow, and I really don't care. When she asked them, not one of them was offended. Because she asked it such a way, so your name is so-and-so, such-and-such. And where does that name come from? So it's not a matter of, you must be foreign. One young man that we dealt with was from Iran. Been here since he was, 8, 10, 12, 14, I think he said. And it sparked up a conversation we could have never had otherwise. If I was afraid to ask him his name, if I was afraid to say, you're from Iran. And we had a great conversation around the differences between the two countries. What he remembers. What he thought of America before he got here. How it's portrayed there. What he thinks of it now. Where, you know, these are conversations that enlighten you, that give you information. You know, all you guys on the left that talk about being opened and enlightened, yeah, two Christian conservatives did that this weekend by asking people where their names came from and asking them questions about their country and how they saw our country. It opened up a great conversation, but you would never admit to that. You would never agree to that because we have an ulterior motive. And you know what? Once we found out he was from Iran, we asked for an American salesman. Did you know that? Well, that's what you'd expect us to do, because that's the viewpoint you have of us. We had a Jordanian finance manager. We had an Iranian salesperson. Our salesman, I don't know where the sales manager was from. He might have been from Russia, for all I know. There wasn't a quote-unquote natural-born American in the group. Did I care? No. Because you know why? They were there working. They were there doing something. They were trying to make a better life for themselves, going to school, making some money, feeding their families, speaking English, understanding English. So terrible, right? And the university system, in this case, wanted to raise awareness that things that we can say or things that we say can be misrepresented. But it's not prohibiting speech, said Doug. Oh, I'm sorry, Doug Hayes, who teaches history. You might want to think about the context of what you're asking. Ask for a person's background in such a way it doesn't apply to a higher. I can't get that. I read it. I can't get it. I don't know, a higher, like Americans are better than whatever? It sounds really patronizing, interjecting Greg Luganoff, president of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education. It sounds really patronizing to you, Haynes retorted, reiterating that the list of microaggressions was not a policy. He said, just don't tell anybody they're insufficiently American. I've never heard that term. Because higher education is a relatively privileged area, asking a first-generation college student for their background might imply that they don't belong to the institution. You have to drink a lot to get to that conclusion. Or just smoke one joint. I don't know which. Really. I know many quote-unquote foreigners who don't feel that way. Actually enjoy being asked about their past. Oh, that's just nuts. Because higher education is a relatively privileged area, asking a first-generation college student for their background might imply that they don't belong to the institution. if you're going there, if you're studying there, whether from abroad, from this country, or somewhere else, you would belong to the institution, would you not? Lukanoff said he was exactly that, the first-generation college student, felt patronized by how his alumni, about his alma mater, the University of New Hampshire, told students to address poor kids like him. Being offended is what happened when you have your deepest beliefs challenged. It should happen at every college, Lukanoff said. Colleges should be less likely to punish faculty for using a racial slur in a pejorical context, as Brandeis University did, if they simply gave people the benefit of the doubt. The doubt about what? That you're here from another country? That you may have come here for a better education? You know what I'm saying? I mean, over what? They're making a bigger deal out of this than you have to. It's not that deep, dark, and sinister. Being offended is what happens when you have your deepest belief challenged. What belief? You're painting a picture of this dark night sitting over a higher education, Haynes told Lukanoff, rather than recognizing colleges should talk about implicit bias. Asked by the moderator, Larry Mantle, whether he would allow a Southern student to defend the Confederate flag in class, Haynes said, that's fine, as long as it's grounded in scholarly debate. That's a great, great response, and truly the right way to approach it. Burying it in the sand doesn't make it go away. It doesn't make the history hurt less. All right? How do you get other people to understand what's going on? You can't hide this stuff. It doesn't make people feel better. I'll feel better when we come back, because then I'll have the ability to talk about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, not The Right Side, not The Wrong Side. Yes, we're talking about microaggression and trigger words. I'm going to get a drink. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back, and you're listening to The Real Side, not The Right Side. Not The Wrong Side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. I don't know what tweeting is. How about tweeting? Tweeting and being involved in the conversation. Always great. I always do appreciate, like I said, the time that you spend with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to get involved in the conversation. Otherwise, you know what? Just sit there drooling out of the side of your mouth and don't get involved in anything. You really should get involved. You should get involved in the conversation. Up on the website, therealside.com. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. I mean, there's a million things that you could do to get involved, get engaged in the conversation. And again, if you hop up on the website, you're going to find a live chat room that you can engage with. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff going up there. And great writers as well that you can take advantage of some of the pieces they've written. So you know how Hillary, I talked about this earlier, so I've got to hit it again because somebody just sent me this. Hillary earlier, she's been screaming that, you know, the conservatives are all over her. That this is a right-wing conspiracy, that she's never said that they're making up stuff. She does say that they're going after her. And I think they're going after her, with some of them, not all of them, obviously, no different than a policeman goes after a crook, than a detective looks for the murderer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know somebody's done something wrong, you need to find out what it is. You need to expose it. Now, the FBI, who doesn't lean one way or the other, matter of fact, basically controlled by Mr. Obama himself, is not giving up on this. They are going for it. And today, what did they turn up? A major new development. Now, they're talking about the use of her private email. Now it's expanded to include a second company that was storing data from the server. And meanwhile, emails have surfaced from employees of the company that maintained Clinton's server in which they expressed doubts about how the backup of data from the server was being conducted. So they already have emails saying, hey, we don't know how this stuff was backed up. We don't know what she was doing with this. We don't know what was going on. The FBI last month asked Dato Inc., a preserve all data possible connection to Clinton. Dato was hired to back up the data. Dato was hired to back up the data in May of 2013 by Plate River Networks, the company that managed Clinton's server. Both companies are said to be fully cooperating with the FBI. Not with Republicans, not with conservatives, not with Tea Party officials, but with the FBI. Now, when Dato officials realized that they possessed data from Clinton's servers, there was a collective lump in our throat, said one company official. Dato was also asked to provide information by Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee Chair Ron Johnson. in a letter to Dato. Johnson quotes from the Platte River employee emails. One Platte River employee wrote the anchor employee that he was, wrote to another employee that he was, starting to think the whole thing really is covering up some shady stuff. I just think if we have it in writing that they told us to cut the backups and that we can go public with our statement saying we have the backup since day one, then we were told to trim to 30 days. It would make us look a whole lot better. They wanted to come clean. They didn't want any aggravation. Right? Is there anything wrong with that? Is that throwing her under the bus? Is that doing the wrong thing, or is that just exposing her lies? Can we expose the lies of somebody running for president? That would be my question. So the email was sent shortly after the FBI publicly announced that it was investigating the security of the server, which was used by Clinton when she was Secretary of State. The fact that a second company was involved in storing data from Clinton's server raises questions over the security of the data. That hard to figure out? Boy, it was all over the place, apparently. I mean, think about another 17-year-old kid looking for some money. Right? Can you imagine somebody stumbling on her stuff and going, oh, hey, you know what I can do with this? Come on, think about that. Some unscrupulous young man or woman gets in there, human being, I don't even know what to call you anymore. No, I really don't. Now, the fact that the second company was involved in storing data from Clinton's server raises questions over the security of the data, right? How were the emails handled? Now, emails that were supposedly, or Clinton said that she had deleted, can now be recovered. Clinton has said she broke no laws or rules by using a private server. And if she transferred one classified piece of data on there, one classified email, that's a problem. She doesn't seem to think so, because remember, I keep telling you, they are above the law. They see themselves as not having to answer to the law. Okay, and it's not hard to figure out. You don't even have to read between the lines. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, like I said, a lot more going on. You know, recently and this is another one of those sent to me. There are gun violence charts made up by all kinds of people all over the place. But, you know, when it comes to gun violence, as long as you're being honest about it and you're lining up apples to apples, oranges to oranges, as they say, even you young folks can figure that one out. You got to compare both, right? You can't compare an apple to an orange. So if you're going to use, like, the stats some of the stats that we see are pretty scary. And the reason they're scary is because you have to hunker down and you have to figure out how they got those numbers. And most people won't do it. They take the numbers at face value. Now, there's a gun violence chart that's out, and obviously you're on the radio. I can't show you the chart or stats. That really refute. There's a lot of them out there, liberal grabbing gun arguments. Right, so gun violence is not becoming anything. Rather, it's down, and dramatically, national rates of gun homicide and other violent gun crimes are strikingly lower than during their peak in the mid-90s. You know, some of these young people don't realize what it was like in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. 80s was kind of, I think 80s kind of leveled off a little bit. And this is coming from Pew Research. Beneath the long-term trend, there are big differences by decade. Violence plunged through the 90s, but has declined less dramatically since 2000. So it's still going down. It's just not taking the nosedive that it was taking in the 90s. Okay? The peak of U.S. gun homicides, I'm sorry, in 1993 was the peak of U.S. gun homicides. The firearm homicide rate was 49% lower in 2010. So in 2000, just 5 years ago, and please, 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 don't give Obama credit for this. nothing has an effect the next day, or very few things, I'll put it that way. If he put anti-crime measures, which he hasn't done, into place or helped put into place, they would not take effect the next day. They would not, you wouldn't even see the results in a day. It would take 6 months, 8 months, a year. Now, the victimization rate for other violent crimes with firearm assaults, robberies, and sex crimes was 75% lower in 2011 than in 1993. So crime is going down. Violent non-fatal crime victimization overall, with or without a firearm, also is down. 72% over two decades. You know, doesn't sound like it was out of control. Right? The bottom line is America is safer and less violent. Unfortunately, Pew reports only 12% of Americans know this. And we just heard a whole bunch of Americans who don't even know who ISIS is. So, of course, they don't know. This is not a shock to anybody. Is there an argument to be made that America has too many guns-related deaths in absolute numbers and that this drop does not make up for that? Now, the writer says, personally, I don't know what people who say this really mean. As always, we start from where we are and where we're going. That's good, especially given that the positive changes have come at the same time as the laws have been liberalized and the number of guns increased vastly. You know, when you're talking about stop and frisk anymore? We're really not allowing the police to do their job to keep us safe? Of course you're going to see numbers start to climb. You're going to see violent crimes and gun shootings climb. You know, the number of gun ownership has gone up 62%, but crime has not. Crime is actually down overall compared to where those numbers started. I'll put the chart up on the website later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side, not the right side. Not the wrong side, but The Real Side. We'll be back. I got a whole bunch more stories to get through. Settle in, relax. A lot more coming your way. You are listening to The Real Side on USA Radio Networks. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What difference at this point does it make?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not The Right Side, not The Wrong Side, but The Real Side. Always, 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 always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Smarter people than I in a live chat room. Give me your email. I mean, there's so much you can do up on the website. Now, anyway, I love this. The United Nuts are at it again. You just can't believe what these people do. And they take no responsibility for what they do. The UN is filled with corruption. We fund most of it. Where's the outcry? All we ever hear is, well, they do a lot more good than they do harm. Really? Seriously. Why don't you look at what the UN inspectors have come up with and what they've done in the past? Where are they, you know, when it comes to feeding people, when it comes to taking care of some of these nations, we do it. Yes, the United States. The U.S., not the U.N. No place at the United Nations, I got to tell you, ex-U.N. General Assembly leader accused of pocketing over $500,000 in bribes. He must have gone to the Clinton School of Accounting. The President of the United States, The President of the United Nations General Assembly said corruption has no place, especially there, after prosecutions accused prosecutors accused one of his predecessors of accepting more than a $500,000 in bribes from Chinese businessmen. Former UNGA President John Ash used some bribe money to fly his family to New Orleans, where they stayed in an $850 a night hotel room. I can't even imagine. Prosecutors say that other money was used to lease a luxury car, pay Ash's home mortgage, buy Rolex watches and custom suits, and construct a $30,000 basketball court at his home in Dobbs Ferry, New York. Now, he was arrested at his home on Tuesday. He opened two bank accounts to receive the funds and then underreported his income by more than $1.2 million. Ash, a former U.N. ambassador for Antigua and Barbuda, who served in the largely ceremonial post as head of the 193-nation assembly from September 2013 to September 2014, faces tax fraud charges. Now, it's largely ceremonial. What are they paying him off for? What do they expect to get from him? U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara repeatedly noted that it was early in the investigation and told reporters that as it proceeds, we'll be asking, is bribery business as usual at the UN? Yes, it is. I can answer. Ask me. Pick me. He added, I wouldn't be surprised if we see other people charged. I like that already. You know, here it is. We give them money. We give them the majority of their money. They steal our money. Then we have to use our money to have prosecutors go in there, arrest them, charge them, and take them to court. Isn't that great? Prosecutors said that Ash converted the United Nations into a platform for profit when bribery opportunities were dangled before him by Chinese billionaire Niglap Singh. He was 67. In a news conference, current UNGA President Mogens Lidatoff of Denmark echoed the comments of Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, saying, if proven, this is an attack at the very heart of the integrity of the United Nations. I don't see the United Nations with much integrity. Three or four chairmen of their Human Relations Committee have all been from countries that have atrocious human relations records, right? Human rights records. It's terrible. The charges announced today are sending a message to those who come from the United States from other countries with corruption plans or bags full of cash. No one is above or beyond the law. Well, I don't know. Clinton may take exception to that. Obama may take exception to that. Few of them may take exception to that. This was from a statement from Manny J. Morrell, the assistant special agent in charge of New York field office of the IRS Criminal Investigation Group. We will continue to do everything we can to root out public corruption, whether we find it in a city council in Albany or as here at the United Nations. Now, Ashi's legal representation wasn't clear. No one answered a phone call to the mission for Antigua. He is no longer listed in the UN directory. A message left with the representative for the General Assembly wasn't returned at the time of publication. So, I guess it's a place to launder money. Yeah, the UN, you can get a lot done at the UN. Peacekeeping done. I'm not so sure that you can get corruption done or find nuclear weapons done from the UN or UN investigations. But if you get in there, you sure as heck can get all the money you need. So this one has been floating around all day long. I don't know how you feel about it, really. The Russian jets have intercepted or are intercepting U.S. Predator drones over Syria. So the Russians are attacking American equipment. Okay? They want us out of Syria. They don't want us to see what they're doing. Now, Russian fighter jets shadowed U.S. Predator drones. Now, they've not just done this to drones. They've done this to our actual planes. You know about this. You've had the story. We've done the stories here. The stories have been in the news. Now they've done it on three separate occasions over Syria. Now, the U.S. Navy Captain Jeff Davis told reporters U.S. aircraft flying over Syria had to be rerouted to avoid a Russian fighter jet at least once. We've taken action to maintain safe separation, Davis said, adding that the U.S. aircraft changed path a little bit. Not much. See, not a big deal, right? U.S. officials tell the news sources the drone encounters took place over ISIS-controlled Syria, including the de facto headquarters in Raqqa, as well as along the Turkish-Syrian border near Kobani. Now, another occurred in the northwest near the highly contested city of Aleppo. I don't care as much about this as I do. Why were the Russians, aren't they supposed to be our allies? Aren't we supposed to be working together? The first time it happened, we thought the Russians just got lucky. Then it happened two more times. Well, I guess they got lucky two more times. No? The U.S. military MQ-1 Predator drone is not a stealth aircraft. It's easy to see. Easy to see on radar. Not hard to miss. The Russians have not attempted to shoot down any of the U.S. drones, but have instead flown intercept tracks, a doctrinal term meaning that the Russians flew close enough to make their presence felt. Now, one official said, hey, no big deal. They flew close, but we didn't have to change our tactics. They flew close, but we didn't have to change our tactics. But they had to readjust the flight path. They had to keep an eye on them to make sure. Come on, anybody else finding this is just asinine, as asinine as I am? They have absolutely no respect for us at this point. None. They don't care what we say. They don't care what we have. You know. They don't care about what's our property. They don't care about our sovereignty. You know why? Because who's going to defend it? Who has defended it? Nobody. Absolutely nobody. It's quite irritating. I got to tell you. I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side, not The Right Side, not The Wrong Side. I can't read this story anymore. You go look it up. I'm going to put it up on the website later, right? It's like we cower in the corner now. You know, somebody says something to us or about us, something that we can actually do something about, and what do? We cower in the corner. That's our job now. It's just so wrong on so many levels. I don't know what it's going to take to make this country strong again until you people get off your butts. Yes, I said you people. Some of you are already doing it, so please don't write me with a how dare you, I'm already doing that. How am I supposed to know? I don't live with you. But frankly, if you're not doing it, shame on you. If you don't like what's going on in this country, and you're not engaged, you're not involved, shame on you. So stop complaining. Get off your butt. Get something accomplished. Do something to make a difference. Help a local elected official or unelected official, whatever the situation is. Right? Help them get elected if you think they're the right person. If they don't do the job, help them get unelected. I do want to make a big deal out of this because this is a big deal. I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can sign up, you know, for the email blast program. I've got 9 or 10 writers up there. They're great writers. They do a really good job. And get informed. Call them on the carpet if they're off. Call me on the carpet if I'm off. I don't care. And I don't mean that in a belligerent way. I don't care. Call me on the carpet if I'm off. I want to know when I make a mistake. Again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. Don't go far. Actually, you have to go far now, right? We're here every single day, Monday through Friday. Check it out on the website. We'll be back tomorrow. Really, don't go far away. I want you back here.